There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Limit's favorite Chevys come from Bowser. His favorite show was Doogie Howser.
Limit's has never heard of Doogie Howser, Brian.
I've heard of it, never seen it.
Oh my God, am I that old? Doogie Howser is unknown. How old are you, Brian?
In this room, yes.
How old are you?
33.
All right, you're getting up there a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting up there a little bit. He's throwing some shade at you, Brian.
I'm not even eligible to be our country's president yet. So I'm not.
No, I mean, 33, though. You're closer to 40 than to 25.
Technically, yes.
You never heard of Doogie Howser?
I've heard of it, but I don't know the concept of the show.
You had a great line as I was singing that and other songs to you. Then you started singing on your own when you didn't know I was looking in there. And then you said, I've always been strange, a little bit strange. But what did you say? I've taken.
You've made me become so much stranger into a different level when I sit back here and I hear you singing.
It is kind of sad what I've done to people. Can you believe that Ron Cook used to stand in here and sing, Brian?
Yeah,
nobody would have predicted that 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, you.
He was in some ways a bitter man that I softened before he retired.
I wouldn't say you corrupted Ron. I think he was too far down that path, but you warped his mind. I think that's probably the best.
Well,
way
no,
to put
I think
it.
I softened him.
Yeah,
I think I maybe make
way,
him.
Maybe.
That was like the end of the movie Shrek. Yeah. Shrek, where he became.
He has layers. You had to peel him like an onion.
And or the Grinch.
You did that every day in here.
I think so. Remember Shelby Cassesi, once when Ron did sing, she was doing the updates, looked over and said, you broke him. And I did. I think in a good way. Do you think he's drunk right now?
Maybe. I mean, it's kind of a, not that he has anything to do now that he's retired, but it's also kind of a holiday, election day, right? A lot of people have fewer responsibilities on this day, especially the presidential election every 4 years. So maybe.
I just love Could that. Be. What's your favorite off-the-radar TV show? I have to admit, I loved Doogie Howser. I thought it was a great show. It was about a kid doctor. You know the plot,
I did know
right?
the premise, yeah. So there's a spectrum from City Limits at age 13 to me at 34. What did I say I am?
33.
And I'm 13.
But who's counting? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you.
Right.
When we don't need to get into what
Almost
age
twice
that is.
Your age. Yeah. No, not that old.
But no, I mean, it's not an off-the-radar TV show, but the only reason I even know of Doogie Howser is because Neil Patrick Harris was in How I Met Your Mother, which was one of my favorite shows in like high school, college range.
I watched that.
You with him there?
Yeah.
What's
I like
your
How
favorite
I Met Your Mother.
Show? What did you grow up on?
Well, I've loved watching reruns of Friends, but I've also grown up watching NCIS, Chicago PD, like The Walking Dead, all kind of stuff like that.
You strike me as a Ted Mosby type from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah?
I could see that,
How about a Ted Lasso type? Do you like that show?
I don't think I'm a Ted Lasso type.
That was
never
my
watched
last
it.
Second Halloween costume was not Ted Lasso because obviously I wasn't going to shave the beard and keep the stash, but I went as Coach Beard, his assistant.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does Brian watch Big Brother? Brian, we've talked about this before, somebody that you know.
I've only watched one season of Big Brother, and that was when my high school classmate Ian Terry from Shaler Area High School was on the show. Not only was he on it, but he won the show.
Yeah, he was really good. I've actually talked to him before, not in person, but like over messages and stuff like that.
But
speaking of shows, let's play a little game show, Brian. And I invite people out there to play along with us. First of all, let's answer this question. 4 p.m. trade deadline. Tomlin sort of alluded to this in his news conference, like we're always active. Yeah. He's basically saying we're always in it. But there are certain years where you're really in it, and others where you're in it in name only. And I would say that That's what the Steelers have been for a number of years now. This season feels different. They have a quarterback. They got the best defensive player in football. They have a star defensive. They have a star, really, at every level of their defense, if you still consider Minka to be one.
Not only do they have a quarterback, but they have an unprecedented situation with the salary that their quarterback is earning this season. And
right.
Probably will never have again.
They're in it.
A team paying the entire freight, but a little bit more than $1 million for
right.
the starting quarterback.
They should carry Sean Payton off the field if they win a championship. I think they're a legitimate contender. I'm not predicting them to win, but the idea that they have a chance to beat some of these teams in the AFC, I don't even feel like that's like a hot take. That just seems real at this point. So do you agree? Like you have to be that. You have to be a legit contender in order to be willing to sacrifice resources to go out and make a big move at the deadline. I'm not saying they will, but only a team with real aspirations would even think of that.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet as far as putting them in the same breath as the Chiefs and Bills and, you know, the Texans. Other than that Jets game the other night, they mostly find a way to win, although they're leaking oil with injuries too.
See, I think the Steelers would beat the Texans right now in a playoff
right
game.
Yeah, I mean, right now they might. I mean, it's easy to do the kind of comparative game. They beat the Jets beat the Texans, and the Texans do have all those guys banged up on offense, but I still don't think they have quite enough firepower, and I'm not there yet on Russ's play to put them in that discussion. But I think you're close enough that you got to try. I mean, that's what we were saying there before we went to break. I think you got to kind of send that message to this team and this locker room that we're close and we're going to make a move to at least take a puncher's chance at putting us over the top.
All right, then let's play the either or game. And we'll get to your calls in a moment at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can always weigh in with our friend The Limitless Wonder on the Fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Forget the package coming in return. Forget contracts. Forget everything else, okay? Would you rather have Mike Williams or Tyler Boyd?
I'd probably go Mike Williams.
Mike Williams or Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton.
Do you think Cortland Sutton is on the block?
No, because I think the Broncos are kind of like the Seahawks in that they're still in it. I mean, they have a chance here. The NFL, there's so much parity. I mean, why punt on the season when you're above 500 or, in the Seahawks case, just barely under and still in your division race?
Mike Williams or Adam Thielen?
Mike Williams for me.
Holy bird milk. Because of Thielen's injury?
Combination of that... you know, the contract is not great. The age, it's close, but I think Mike Williams, maybe there's still something in there. He's at least the type of guy that you don't have in your receiver room.
Can you milk a bird, Limits?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, so Mike Williams is still your winner. Mike Williams or Darius Slayton?
Here's where I think I'd go Slayton.
Under. Even with the concussion, allegedly, or he's in the protocol?
Yeah, I mean, not to minimize that, but that shouldn't be a season... changing injury at this point.
Talk more about that. Why Slayton over Williams?
I thought he looked pretty good when he was here. I mean, Mike Williams got, what, one ball thrown his way at Acrisure Stadium, and he caught it. And, you know, I liked what I saw from a guy who's, what, 6'3", 6'4", has been on the receiving end of a lot of those moon ball type of passes from other quarterbacks over the years. So that could click with Russell Wilson. But I just think Slayton's younger. He's got a little bit more juice left in him.
Slayton or Jacoby Myers? I wanted that. I was just going to ask
Here
for that.
Is.
What is it?
Here
what
it
do
is.
We have?
Here's the move, everybody.
What?
Ian Rappaport. The Jets are trading wide receiver Mike Williams to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, right when we said it.
Right
for what?
When we said it. Perfect timing. There's no compensation that I'm seeing yet.
You sure it's the real Ian Rappaport?
A 2025 fifth-round draft pick, according to Adam Schefter.
A fifth-round pick for Mike Williams. I'm not thrilled. It sounds like you are. I'm not. I'm not a big Mike Williams guy myself.
That's a little steeper than I thought they might have paid, but remember, they have that sixth-rounder tied up in the Justin Fields trade with the Bears, so I imagine that complicated things a little bit.
I don't know. Am I wrong here? He's 6'4", 218.
You don't have that body type in your receiver room, which I think is at least worth something. You now at least have some different varying parts and pieces that maybe you can make something out of. And like I said before, it's also Pickens insurance to some extent. Now, if Pickens would go down, you don't need to run the wing T or triple option to move the football.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It's not, it's not surprising because we knew they were interested in him in the offseason.
I wanted Thielen, I'll be honest with you.
I'm with Mike Williams.
Yeah, I'm with Patrick Peterson on that. I wanted a guy who caught 100 balls last year and can beat all kinds of coverage and gets open all the time. That's what I wanted.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But in the not so distant past, this guy has in 2022. In only 13 games, 63 catches for 900 yards and four touchdowns. It's okay. It's all right. You like it more than me.
Yeah, because this also tells you the big winner here, assuming there's not another receiver move, which I don't think there will be now, is Calvin Austin.
Yeah.
Playing in the slot, doing a lot of the things you just mentioned about Thielen, albeit, what, 6 or 7 inches shorter, but he's coming off the best game of his young NFL career.
Yeah.
The big loser here is Van Jefferson. And he's been kind of a placeholder, I think, for the most part, since they signed him, since they didn't get Ayuk, since they didn't get Devontae Adams. So now you've got another guy who can play on the outside opposite George Pickens. I like this because now Arthur Smith has another club in the bag to say, okay, opposing defensive coordinator X, you want to devote all this attention to George Pickens and what he can do to hurt you, or Pat Freiermuth over the middle of the field. We still think at this age, and with terrible medical history that Mike Williams has, that he can at least win a one-on-one matchup with your lesser corner.
Yeah.
That he can at least go down there and catch a 50-yard go ball from Russell Wilson that touches the moon and then drops back down under the shining lights of Mount Washington from upon high.
I'm trying to catch up here on some scouting reports on Williams.
I mean, that's the big issue with him, Joe, is that he's been hurt so much over the course of his career. I think that's why he didn't have much of a market this offseason. But it was our Jerry Dulac who reported that the Steelers were going to have him in for a visit. And then I don't believe he ever made it here because he signed with the Jets. They threw probably too much money at him. They didn't know in March or whenever it was that they were going to trade for Devontae Adams. So the calculus did change. And there was also the report, it might have been Rappaport, I can't remember, before the Steelers played the Jets here a few weeks ago, that they were negotiating and they were going to table those talks until after that game. So it's kind of been a little bit of a cat and mouse game with Williams and the Steelers for a while.
Limits, how do you feel about this? On a scale of 1 to 5, you're not excited at all as a 1. In fact, you barely even care. And 5 is they just won the Super Bowl.
2.5. I think it helps them at the wide receiver spot. Like, I think he would have been a decent addition at the start of the year. And the Steelers, like Brian was saying, were interested in him. But I mean, he has not been productive with the Jets. He seemed like an outcast, maybe more so of a...
Rodgers ripped him.
Yeah,
after
Rodgers.
That one game. That's when you kind of knew the beginning of the end was here for Mike Williams, when Rodgers ripped him for running the wrong route on his game-losing interception.
He was going to be moved. I think he'll be decent in this offense, but he's not the substantial player. Like, didn't DeAndre Hopkins go for a fifth-round pick to Kansas City?
It's a conditional that becomes a fourth if the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl and he plays 60% of the snaps, which I assume he will.
I'd be fine with that instead. So, yeah. I mean, I don't feel great about it.
When you compare it to some of the other deals, that's when it looks a little less appealing.
Yeah, it could have been better. They could have done better.
All right, here's some background. This is when the Jets were interested in him in the offseason. And this is a deep dive. Perhaps some people will find it boring. I don't care.
No, I think his route
tree. His route tree is more like a tiny hedge in front of your house. But It says he doesn't just run go routes, doesn't have a complex route tree, Brian. His downfield abilities open up a lot for him underneath on hitch routes or crossers. He's shown an ability to counter physicality. He's a physical receiver when he wants to be. His catch rates, going into this year, he has gone 15 games and 115 targets without a drop. You like that? Do you like to hear that, Brian?
That's good.
Contested catches, better than a 50-50 success rate, and has made 90 such catches in his career.
That's what he does. I mean, when you have that kind of size, that's what you should be doing. I remember him doing it at Clemson, too, back in the day. I think he was on that Clemson team that Pat Narduzzi beat with Pitt down in 2016.
Here's a little, here's a little treat for you. Red zone. This was going into this season. 19 of Williams' 33 career touchdowns were 20 yards or less, including 8 from inside the 5. He's clearly a good option to throw the ball up so he can win a one-on-one matchup. I'm warming up to this, Limits. 412-928-9370. Steelers said to be acquiring Mike Williams for a conditional fifth or a fifth?
It's just a fifth.
Okay, for a fifth. I can warm up to this, Brian. After the catch, not particularly special numbers, says here.
He's not a yak guy.
No, he's not a yak guy. He's a red zone guy.
But you have
guy.
Those guys.
Yeah, you do?
George
Pickens,
Calvin Austin?
Yeah.
Even Scotty Miller, I mean, if he ever catches a pass, he can do some things after the catch. So that's why I thought it was better than Thielen on its face, because everything you just laid out so eloquently there, Joe, from someone's scouting report, you can't identify a player on the Steelers roster, at least a receiver, who gives you those things outside of George Pickens. The red zone catches, the contested catches.
Well, right, but George Pickens gives you those things. So I was looking for a real counter to him in an Adam Thielen.
I think the other part of that discussion too, though, Joe, is Russell Wilson. I mean, he did a little bit more against the Giants. He's not really known for throwing over the middle of the field all that much at this point in his career. I mean, his strength, which the Steelers have really touted since the moment they signed him, was that deep ball. So Mike Williams is going to help you more there than Adam Thielen would.
Listen to these two incredible stats. Are you ready, Brian?
Maybe.
Are you ready, Limits? Two unbelievable stats on Mike Williams here. A little bit obscure, but eye-opening nonetheless. And this was coming into this season, so this may have changed. I want to be very clear about that, Brian. What are you doing over there? You keep reading your phone. Are you reading scouting reports?
I'm reading tweets. And
what's the reaction?
He's talking
out there
to sources.
To this? Are you talking to sources?
I haven't looked at the reaction. The only reactions I'm worried about right now are Joseph, Raymond Starkey, and City Limits, and whoever might be on that phone line.
Listen to this. Coming into this season, Mike Williams had never fumbled in an NFL game. How about that? Here's another one.
Najee Harris-esque.
He has never, going into this season, been called for holding or any other kind of illegal block at the NFL level. This guy's not going to hurt your Limits.
He's a choir boy.
He doesn't fumble. He doesn't fumble, and he doesn't get penalized. He's not highly penalized. He's lowly penalized.
He says his prayers at night. He does the right things. He doesn't get in trouble.
You know, now that I think about it, and it's partially because he's never really risen to like Pro Bowl, let alone all pro status, but I can't think of any sort of like bizarre Mike Williams storylines, which is unusual for a receiver who was a first round pick. So, I mean, let's hope for our sake in the locker room as reporters, beat reporters, that the Steelers brought in a low maintenance guy, as Mike Tomlin likes to say. And at this stage of his career, maybe he's got a little fire lit under him that Aaron Rodgers did put him on blast. Now, Rodgers said they patched up that little tiff after, I forget what game it was, but he probably wants to show people that he can still get the job done here in the AFC.
I'm warming up a little. AFC. I guess I'm a 3 out of 5. I'll warm up a little bit to this. He does have 2 offensive pass interference penalties. Is there anything else you'd like to know about Mike Williams?
I don't think so. What's his birthday?
I don't know. I'll give it a 3 out of 5. All right. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, I'm probably there as well, just because of you do start looking at other trades that have been made where the market was set. Now, Deontay Johnson's a weird one because obviously the Steelers couldn't and wouldn't have reacquired him.
Oh, my God. His birthday is my daughter's birthday, October 4th.
You're in.
I love this guy.
You are in.
October 4th, 1994, Limits.
That's a sign from the cosmos, if anything.
This is the greatest trade in Steelers history.
Happy birthday.
Yes. So he just turned 30. I'll take this. It's better than what they had.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of what I was just saying there. It's going to be a guy that players in that locker room are familiar with his work. He's going to look great getting off the bus at 6'4". I mean, he's got all the physical traits. If he can stay healthy, if he can still run, which the Steelers have been a little bit leery about dipping into that over 30 pool of receivers in recent years. Now, Allen Robinson, I don't remember his exact, I think he was only 29 when he was traded for last year. But, I mean, he was basically in that bucket, and I would say he didn't give them much.
That was a disaster. Let's go to the phone line, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that, Joe.
Limits?
Let's go to Steve in Gibsonia.
Hey, Steve, thoughts?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was kind of hoping towards Jacoby Myers before Williams.
Jacoby Myers or Williams, Brian? Who would you rather have had?
You know, I ranked a bunch of these guys in my mailbag last week. They were both in there, and I can't remember who I had higher. But now on the Joe Starkey birthday family scale, I'm going Mike Williams for sure.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, I mean, is there a huge difference between them, sir?
They're pretty different players. But, Steve, why were you more on the Myers train? Younger, a little more versatile route tree, if you will?
Very well-phrased question. Go ahead. Is he still there?
He hung up.
That's all he had to say?
Bye, Steve. I guess.
Who's next?
Let's go to Tim in the North Hills.
What's up, Tim?
Joe, this drives me absolutely nuts. You're telling me they sat there and they waited, and they waited. They said, DeAndre Hopkins, no thank you. You know what, we don't want to give up too much for him. But let's give up the same round pick. I know it's conditional. You know, if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, I mean, that's a pretty big condition. You know, we sit there and we hear all these receivers named, and then the best they can do is Mike Williams, who
I do
think is an upgrade.
You're right. I've changed my mind back. I was swayed by his birthday. Brian, what have you done to me and to all of us? They were in on Devontae Adams and Brandon Ayuk, and DeAndre Hopkins went to the Chiefs for this price.
The first two, they weren't going to be able to get Adams. He wanted to go to the Jets to play with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
We know that. Ayuk, I mean, they tried a lot. They weren't willing to go as far as the Niners wanted them to go, and I'm fine with that, ultimately. But Hopkins is the one where you say, yeah, what happened there? Why would you not have been more aggressive in that pursuit?
Yeah, we've gone all the way from having keen interest in Adams and being hotly in pursuit of Ayuk and Cooper Kupp, according to Schefter, and now it's Mike Williams. I've gone back the other way. Is this guy still on the line? Sir, you've swayed me the other way. Keep talking, and maybe you'll talk some sense into Brian.
No, Brian, I see your point. It's just to me, as a fan, you know, you know, they don't go all, like you said, they don't go all the way for Ayuk. You know, they don't. You know, they wait on Christian Kirk. You know, it's just I would have expected more for all of this waiting and all this planning. You know, and it's just an extremely disappointing situation, I think, based off of what you're seeing other players go for. I know they couldn't have traded for Deontay Johnson, but I'll tell you what, in my opinion, at this point in his career, even though he's had a down year in Carolina, who hasn't, he's still a better receiver than Mike Williams at this point.
Yeah, the Ravens stole him for what they got, and it probably tells you what Deontay's reputation is around the league at this point.
You know what he's saying? After all of this, it adds up to Mike Williams. It's disappointing.
It's somewhat similar to the Ayuk situation in that it felt like simultaneously the Steelers were both too patient but not patient enough. I mean, if they would have taken this up to the deadline, did they get someone better than Williams? Did they get him for cheaper? It's, you know, it comes across here at, what was it, 115, 120? I mean, obviously there were negotiations and talks happening for quite a while. I don't know ultimately why Omar Khan decided to get it done right now and what changed on their end or the Jets end. Maybe they heard back from somebody, say the Giants with Slayton, that we're not going to do it for this price. You got to go higher. And Omar said, we're not going higher. So it's hard to know unless you're in those rooms, but yes, certainly when you compare it to Hopkins, I think Hopkins is a better player at this stage than Mike Williams. And it's every other team around the league had to be watching him with the Chiefs last night saying, how did they let this happen?
I'm back to a 2. Where are you guys with this? That caller was very good.
I'm still
after
a 3.
All this drama and all these months, they come up with Mike Williams. Where are you, Limits? I'm at a 2.
Again, I'm like a 2.5, maybe a 2. Just not that enthused about it. This is not Mike Williams of 3 or 4 years ago.
412-928-9370. Perhaps you're flip-flopping, as I am. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel. Steelers said to be acquiring Mike Williams.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.